Memento some big island. They had a plaque with his name on it and all. That was for that game. Well, Texas had lost most of the games. But he got that anyway. So the next day in the paper, he resigned, which was a good, probably a pretty good thing.
He was quitting when he was in the head,
when he was ahead. Royal was a pretty good fellow, but he'd stay down there too long. He wasn't working very hard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Brian's been at Alabama for so long, you can't imagine the place without it.
You know, there, Brian used to coach at A&M.
That was one of his first jobs.
Yeah, one of his first jobs. He didn't like A&M too well. He resigned. He said, when your mother calls you, you've got to answer. And that was when Alabama made him an offer. One thing about Barry Ryan that we take note of here in Tuscana, he has those little plaid hats that he wears. He buys them here at the hat factory.
Really?
He has the local hat factory.
Is that right?
Yeah. Go over there to the hat factory and they'll show you some of Barry Ryan's hats.
What's the name of the factory?
Texas Miller.
Texas
Miller Hat Factory. You know which is North 7th Street here?
I can buy it.
Well, this is 11th. This is Main Street 11th. And then let's see, the highway is it's the old highway, not the new highway. It's the old highway, and it goes underneath the railroad track and then comes out from underneath the railroad track. It's about four blocks from here. Four or five blocks from here. Just as you come out, you see a Texas Miller hat company.
Yeah. I sure didn't know that.
Yeah, and they got a sales department there. They've got a sales. They've got that at the north end of that building. North end of the building, you'll see a sales department, and they'll show you some of these plaid hats that they had made for Barry Ryan. They'll probably show you where he's going to wear this next year.
Well, you know, that's his trademark. Yeah. They call it a houndstooth hat, something like that.
Yeah. That's a little bitty old hat nobody else wears around here. But Barry Ryan likes them. Of course, the hat factory is very proud of the fact that they make.
Oh, they sell, you know, all that junk that they sell at football games, pennants, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They sell those hats.
They do.
At the Alabama game.
Well, Barry Bryant has been a pretty good coach now, Lewis and Ann. He's had some rough ups and downs, but he never had given up.
What I admire about it is that he seems consistently to do well with his material, whether it's really outstanding.
I think he does. And Barry Bryant never does give up. Of course, there's one situation, I don't know how it is over there. I don't know whether he has as much competition over there as we have over here. Now, he's got Auburn, I'll admit, and he's got Georgia Tech, and he may have some over too, Florida, and maybe Vanderbilt and a few others. But over here, we've got Texas University has got A&M, and they're right poking. They've got University of Houston.
Well, they won the conference last year, didn't they?
They sure did. Well, I'll tell you what, they don't play anything but a bunch of big black buck niggers. That's all they got. If you want to see a black team, now they got them. And those boogers look like they weigh 200 pounds apiece. They're giants.
That's what we call pupwood quality.
Yeah. Well, that's all the University of Houston food. I don't think they'd even talk to a white boy back there in the school over there, down at the University of Houston. The rest of the conference is settled down on their account.
Is their coach white?
Yeah.